Good morning and welcome to Dr. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection. As always, we begin our time together with Naturally 7 and Let It Be.
Lord, I pray for the day we've come together, that our hearts and our minds reflect you.
Always, I like to applaud you for taking the next 45 minutes or so out of your busy Sunday to join on our Sunday Soul Connection with others across the airwaves, linking hearts and minds as we consciously choose to commune and connect with the ground of our being, God in us as us. This morning, our theme is patient endurance. And I love the quote I shared yesterday by Edwin Hubble Chapin, who says, not in achievement, but in endurance. Of the human soul, does it show its divine grandeur and its alliance with the infinite? I feel that many of us at one time or another, or even currently, is being called to patiently endure something, someone, some experience of some sort. And patience is always a challenge for many of us. And then to be enduring whilst patiently going through whatever seems like a double whammy. But one of the things I know with absolute certainty, that whatever it is that we are patiently enduring, we cannot do it without deepening in our faith. Our sacred text, I want to share a couple of them with you, says, you know that the testing of your faith produces patient endurance. Let patient endurance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. That's from James 1, 3 to 4. Not lacking anything. If we allow ourselves for our faith to be tested and to patiently endure, we will be mature and complete. Hebrews 10:36 says, patient endurance is what you need now, so that you will continue to do God's will. Then you will receive all that he has promised. Romans 5:3 says, not only that, but we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces patient endurance. And Gautama Buddha says, endurance is one of the most difficult disciplines what it is to the one who endures that the final victory comes. My beloved, it is truly a spiritual practice to be able to patiently endure. More so now than ever, we live in a time where we expect instant gratification. We want snippets. We don't want to have to look at anything or read anything that's more than 3 or 4 minutes long. Our attention span has become so narrow. And so when we are experiencing something or going through something, our patience level is somewhat decreased. And enduring it as well is somewhat, again, hampered by the fact that we want something to be over with, ended, or settled or sorted in the shortest possible time. But as our sacred text reminds us, that it's the testing of our faith so that we may be mature and complete and receive all that God has promised. You see, it is our attitude of mind of poise and calmness and quietness that we need to experience this and navigate our way through it. And I want to highlight for our story this morning some of the people in the Bible that patiently endured. We know that Abraham, who was, as God promised, to be the father of many nations, but he was well into his hundreds and Sarah was 90, and they still hadn't had children. So how was he going to father the nations that God had said? And he was childless. We spoke last week about Hagar. Sarah, in her impatience, gave Abraham her maidservant so that in her mind, in her way of thinking, God's promise could be validated and verified. But God always has a plan as we patiently endure. And so we know that Abraham and Sarah had their son Isaac when Sarah was in her 90s and he was in his 100s. That is a demonstration of patient endurance. We also know about Joseph with his 12 brothers who, through their jealousy, after Joseph had revealed a dream how he was a star and they had all bowed down to him, went and was going to kill him, but because they knew he was the father's favorite, they threw him in a pit, and eventually he was sold into slavery. We know how he suffered as a slave when the master's owner's wife took a fancy to him and then accused him of inappropriate behavior, and he was then thrown into jail. He patiently endured until he finally got his release after revealing to the king a dream. It was years that went by that he suffered as a slave, that he languished in prison before he finally became the president of Egypt and was able to save not only Egypt, but the surrounding countries, which then included his family. And I always, always, always love the line when he reveals himself to his brothers, reminding them what they had done, how they thought that they had killed him, and all that he had suffered. And he said the lines which served me always, "You meant it for evil, but God meant it for good." Another story that I want to share with you about patient endurance is Job. We know that Job was struck with an illness and boils and discomfort having lost all his children, and he endured every single thing. And even when his wife and his friends were telling him to curse God and die, Job would not. Job trusted, waited patiently upon God. And we know that in that patient endurance, he was healed and he was blessed more than he had at the beginning or at the start of his torment. We know of Simeon. Simeon was aware that the Christ was to be born, but that he would not die, an angel revealed to him, until he had seen the Messiah. We don't know how long, but we know that he patiently endured whilst waiting for the revelation of the Christ. And after Jesus was born, the Spirit led him and guided him so that he could see Jesus. And Simeon was giving God glory and thanks because he had patiently endured and waited and saw the Christ as promised. Of course, the absolute example of patiently endured would be Jesus. But we will talk more about that for our next week's Sunday, our Palm Sunday. You see, with each one of those examples, what they needed, wanted, or desired did not happen according to their time scale. Always, I like to remind you that when we can get out of the thinking of this 24/7 clock, the 24/7 that we always think of things that happening or need to happen in, that God's time is always on time. The Bible talks about God creating the world in 7 days and resting on the sixth. It's not literal. Time is a human construct. Everything is unfolding, imploding, exploding in its own and perfect way. Everything is born, everything dies, everything is transformed and transmuted in its perfect and timely way. It's not about what we want or how quickly we want it. When the psalmist said that we were to wait upon the Lord and be of good courage, and we attribute the Psalms to David, David too knew how to wait and be patient. His journey from shepherd boy to being in the army and to ultimately becoming the king, he patiently endured also. When we stop and look back and reflect upon our lives, we can see, no matter how impatient we were, wanting something to happen in our time scale, it happened in God's time scale. And ultimately, that time scale was best. My poem that I want to share with you is by Deborah Ann, entitled, Lord, Take My Wings. Lord, take my eagle wings. Give them renewed strength so I may fly the distance. No matter how far the length, help them to soar upon the winds of trusting you. Give them the patience till you tell me what to do. Help them not to get weary so they will never tire when with obstacles they meet. Promise to lift them higher. Help them to understand when to wait, when to fly. Give them wisdom, knowing on their own they need try. Lord, give my eagle wings a boost of your power, for you may call for me to take off at any hour. My science of mind reading is entitled Persistence in the Face of Difficulties. The first quote comes from Booker T. Washington. Success is not measured by the heights one attains, but by the obstacles one overcomes in its attainment. Ernest Holmes from The Science of Mind says, coming to understand our psychological difficulties and how to clear the passageway in order that the original source of life may flow through us unobstructed, in its broadest sense, is called self-awareness. The author writes, on February 3, 2020, Founders Church was listed on the National Register of Historic Places. This is because this national body recognized Founders as an outstanding work of architecture by Paul Williams, the great African-American architect. Founder is now on the list of historical sites to visit. In 1960, Founders doors were open to honest Ernest Holmes and dubbed the Mother Church. Both Holmes and Williams were maverick of the positive type. Williams became a great architect when little was expected of black people. Born in Los Angeles in 1894, both his parents died during his childhood, and a foster mother raised him. He was quite artistic, but when he told a teacher he wanted to be an architect, the response was, your people cannot afford architecture, and the other people won't come to you. Despite the obstacles, Williams persisted. He designed for the stars of Hollywood and created many significant buildings. It is a great blessing that I live in a home Williams designed. Persistence from self-awareness will let us rise above difficulties of our life. It consciously engages a power greater than we are to work when nothing else will. I believe both Ernest Holmes and Paul Williams knew how to patiently endure. Patiently endure criticism, patiently endure negativity, patiently endure perhaps other people accepting or believing what they had to offer. But nevertheless, as our opening quote shared, it's endurance that shows the divine grandeur, because we have to align with the infinite. So, as I stated at the beginning, faith and the testing of it as we patiently endure is a prerequisite. But also I want to share with you some other tips to align and embrace as you patiently endure whatever it is you are going through at this time. The first is acceptance. Accept whatever it is, whether it's an internal or an external reality. Accept the thoughts and emotions that you may be feeling about it. Then know that this too will pass. Nothing is permanent. We're living in a state of transience where everything is changing and moving into the next thing. So accept it is what it is just for the time being. Two, don't play the victim. I am an absolute lover of Nietzsche, who said, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. It is a thing that it's very easy to feel poor me, woe is me, why is this happening? Don't play the victim. Number three, feel it. Often I talk about don't try and spiritually bypass something. Don't think you're going to affirm or make your affirmations to get rid of it. Ultimately, they will play a part. But acknowledge what it is Acknowledge how it's making you feel. And then surrender and release it. The next one is listen. You will need to take time more diligently to go within and listen to the still small voice of spirit concerning what to do, what steps you need to take, or whatever it is that spirit needs to reveal to you as to why you are patiently enduring whatever the thing is or the experience is. Next, get connected. Now, I'm a great advocate that we should all have one or two special people or friends to which we can confide it in aside from God. One or two is enough. One or two that can support you, that can encourage you, that can keep you to keep keeping on. Anything more than that, you're simply gossiping and adding the wrong fuel, the wrong energy to the very thing that you want to be healed or get through. The next is make every day meaningful. It's very easy to just drift by without achieving, doing, or taking steps towards whatever it is that is yours to do. I have made a decision, a conscious effort throughout lockdown, that I wasn't going to allow each day to pass and having not accomplished something. It wasn't about how significant it was or how important it was or how big it was. It was simply that I needed to say, I did this today. I completed this action. I accomplished whatever. The next, learn from every experience. This, whatever it is you may be patiently enduring, isn't the first time. Guaranteed, you would have gone through something, may not be the same thing or similar, but you would have gone through something else that required you to be patiently enduring. Reflect on that and realize you came through whatever it was then and you will come through whatever it is now. Next one is remain trusting. You can't change the past or what happened, but you can in this present moment align and affirm that God in you as you know what to do and how to do it. Remain trusting that God is in charge and that all is well. Remain trusting that divine order is in order, including whatever it is you are patiently enduring. The obvious one, practice patience. Whether you're in a supermarket queuing, and you've picked the wrong queue with the person who's now got a question in front of you and is holding you up, or you're on hold to speak to BT or British Gas or somewhere, or you're at the traffic lights and the traffic is slow. Do your A to Z affirmation. But practice patience in the little things and it will give you patience in the big things. And always, always, always know that this is an opportunity to deepen in your faith. I had a friend who seemed to feel that somehow God was testing her beyond, and would end up cussing God. I laughed and said, by all means, cuss God if that makes you feel better. But ultimately, there is lessons to be learned. There is a deepening faith that needs to occur. Cuss God by all means, but it is you who are experiencing whatever that is being called to deepen in your faith as you patiently endure whatever it is. Rodney A. Winter said, scars are not signs of weakness. They are signs of survival and endurance. When we break down the words patience and endurance, Patience is the definition of accepting or tolerating any kind of delay or trouble and suffering it without getting angry or upset. To endure means to persist. And whilst you're enduring and persisting, whatever the hardship, whatever the situation, whatever the stress, you do so with fortitude. So to patiently endure is to calmly persist in waiting for whatever it is to resolve in perfect and timely manner. My beloved, this Lenten period is surely a time and a reminder that each and every one of us are required to patiently endure whatever may be happening in our lives, whoever it is that may be testing us, whatever physical challenges we may be going through, whatever financial difficulties may be experiencing. If we allow our faith to deepen and patiently endure, as our sacred text reminds us, we will be mature and complete, lacking nothing. For God will deliver all that He has promised. If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes as we go within. Always the invitation to bring your attention to the breath, the gentle inhalation, exhalation, the ebbing and the flow, the contraction and the expansion. We talked about how Job patiently endured. And whilst he was patiently enduring, he recognized that it was the Spirit of God that had made him. That it was the breath of the Almighty that gives him life. So he was able to patiently endure all the trials and tribulations, physically, financially, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, that had befallen him. So as you take the first of three deep breaths in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in deeper. And as you breathe out, this is my breath as I breathe out slower. Inhale, this is my breath as I breathe in deeper. Exhale, this is my breath as I breathe out slower. Inhale, this is my breath as I breathe in deeper. This is my breath as I breathe out slower. Bring your attention now into your lungs. Take a moment to acknowledge with gratitude the work that the lungs do as it breathes in the air and takes the oxygen from the atmosphere and passes it round the bloodstream. And as you inhale, affirm, this is my breath as I breathe in honesty. Exhale, this is my breath as I breathe out depression. Inhale, this is my breath as I breathe in courage. Exhale, this is my breath as I breathe out sadness. Bring your attention down into your heart. Take a moment to acknowledge gratitude for the work it does as it pumps the life-giving blood around your body. Inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in love. Exhale. This is my breath as I breathe out cruelty. Inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in joy. Exhale. This is my breath as I breathe out impatience. Bring your attention down to your kidneys, your lower back. Take a moment to acknowledge gratitude for the work it does without you giving it the instruction of eliminating the waste and toxic substances from your body. Inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in gentleness. Exhale. This is my breath as I breathe out fear. Inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in calmness. Exhale. This is my breath as I breathe out stress. Now place your attention on your liver, on the right side of your body, under the ribcage, and acknowledge with gratitude the amazing work it does as it detoxifies the blood and combats infection. Inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in kindness. Exhale. This is my breath as I breathe out anger. Inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in generosity. Exhale. This is my breath as I breathe out frustration. Now bring your attention down to your stomach. Take a moment to acknowledge with gratitude the work that the stomach does as it mixes and breaks down the food that we need for nourishment. Inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in fairness. Exhale. This is my breath as I breathe out anxiety. Inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in trust. Exhale. This is my breath as I breathe out worry. Now let us take a moment to acknowledge all the other systems in the body that operate without us acknowledging or giving thanks, or just being aware of the incredible work that they do. The skeletal, the nervous, the endocrine, the immune, the circulatory, the integumentary, the reproductive, the digestive, the muscular, cardiovascular. All these systems operating within your physical form. Now affirm. The divine within me is wholeness. And my mind reflects this wholeness into every organ, every function, every action, every reaction of my physical being, renewing it after the perfect pattern, the Christ within me. Always, we like to take a moment to set the intention for our week ahead. So let us see in our mind's eye that which we wish to do, be, have, or experience. experience in this coming week. See yourself patiently enduring something or someone. See yourself deepening in faith and your Lenten practices. Take a deep breath in as we enter into our circle of prayer. As always, you're invited to include anything or anyone that is in need of prayer at this time. We know that God is the energy, the life force, the infinite intelligence that is everywhere present at every point in space and time. There is nowhere where God is not. God, who is the same yesterday, today, world without end, is right where we are. Divine Beloved, ground of being, Thou who art the source of all that is, as we consciously come into communion with You this morning, asking that You deepen our faith as we patiently endure whatever it is that we are going through at this time. We know that as we patiently endure what we are experiencing, that we're deepening in our faith, that we are trusting You like never before. We are acknowledging that God's time is always in time, and that divine and perfect order is establishing in us. Mother, Father, God, let us remember the examples of Abraham and Sarah, of Joseph, of Job, of Simeon, who patiently endured until they received Your promises in divine order and in the divine and perfect time. Let us not feel or think that anything that we are experiencing is above or beyond or too hard for You to do. For we know that You are able to do exceedingly abundantly more than we can ask or think. For Your ways are higher than our ways, and Your thoughts are loftier than our thoughts. So, Mother, Father, God, as we are preparing for our Easter blessings, let us remember how Jesus patiently endured all that He did, so that we may take courage and wait patiently upon You. There is so much that everyone in this world is experiencing at this time. Whether it's those that are experiencing conflict in Yemen, in Somalia, in Afghanistan, in Ukraine, in the DRC, in Niger, and all the various places across the world. Strengthen them as they are patiently enduring the tyranny, the bombing, the war, the food scarcity, and all the other things that they are enduring. For those who are sick and need of treatment that may not be able to afford it, or maybe in a country that doesn't have it, as they patiently endure, we ask for their healing. As we ask for the healing, especially for one of our members, we know that right where they are, Your presence is guiding, healing, renewing. them back to perfect health. We hold in our hearts at this time our beautiful, our wonderful world, and ask that you touch the minds and hearts of the leaders that govern the people, that we all work together to sustain our world and create a world that works for all people. Mother, Father, God, for anything I have failed to ask, I know you will not fail to bless. For our teacher said, it is the Father's good pleasure to give us the kingdom, a kingdom that contains all good. For your infinite grace, your endless blessings, your eternal mercy, we are ever grateful. And so it is. Take a deep breath in as we do our movement prayer for this morning. Stretch your hands towards the sky, wiggle your fingers and affirm, I am one with all that is. Cross your hands at your wrist, palms down, over your heart and affirm, I am love expressing in human form. Bring your hands as if together in prayer in front of your lips and affirm, I speak only words that uplift and are positive. Drop your hands to your sides, palms open, and affirm, I am grateful for every blessing in my life. Bend your elbows and make small circles with your wrists and affirm, I release all limiting thoughts and beliefs. Take a deep breath in as I mute the phones for this morning's Sight of Mind Affirmation and Buddhist Reflections. Repeat after me. May you persist.
May you persist
in bringing your dream.
In bringing your dream
forward. Because this is your essential purpose in life.
Is your essential purpose in life.
A Buddhist reflection, if anyone has hurt or harmed me, knowingly or unknowingly in thought, word or deed,
Knowingly or unknowingly, in thought, word, or deed,
I freely forgive them and I ask forgiveness.
I freely forgive them and I ask forgiveness.
If I have hurt or harmed anyone, knowingly or unknowingly, in thought, word, or deed,
Knowingly or unknowingly, in thought, word, or deed.
I forgive the past and close the door. I forgive all and resentment is dissolved.
I forgive all and resentment is dissolved.
I accept myself and I am free.
I accept myself and I am free.
May I feel protected and safe. Contented and at peace. May my physical body provide me with strength. May my life unfold smoothly and with ease. May I be happy. May I be peaceful. May my friends be happy. May they be peaceful. May they be free. May those that challenge me be happy. May those that challenge me be happy. May they be peaceful.
May they be free.
May they be free. May all beings be happy.
May all beings be happy.
May they be peaceful.
May they be free.
Our prayer of intention, I am the light of God within and without.
I am the light of God within and without.
Radiating brightly. I am the love of God within and without.
I am the love of God within and without.
Expressing unconditionally. I am the power of God within and without. Manifesting exuberantly. I am the presence of God within and without.
Eternal and unceasingly.
Our rumination for this week, Rumi says, be patient where you sit in the dark. The dawn is coming. My closing benediction. Oh, and before, just to remind you, we have our 10 at 10, our midweek prayer, as always, this coming Thursday. My closing benediction. Mother, Father, God, when the noise and haste surrounds us and threatens to take us hostage, may your gentle voice soothe and guide us to a place of quiet strength and patient endurance. When the days seem cold and dark and the nights unbelievably long, may your smile illumine and warm us from within when we feel alone and dismal. May you send someone to us with a daisy. May we truly go forth in joy and be led back in peace with patient endurance. My closing song is my favorite. It has been on repeat all this week. It's by We Are the Messengers, and it's entitled Faith Sees Best in the Dark. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Feels your breath and then it clouds your eyes. But sometimes you win and just stay in the light. But don't let the hurt drown out your light. You know it's dark, it's just like the old dawn. So keep moving forward, oh please just hold on. God got a plan, and I want you to know that it's gonna be alright. You gotta take it real slow.
Take all you need. Yeah.
Tracy's best in the dark. Tracy's best in the dark.
Love that. We are messengers. Faith sees best in the dark. Beloved, I wish you a very happy Sunday. I look forward to joining you again on Thursday for our midweek prayer. Until, peace and blessings.